I am. In your journey through self-discovery, it's crucial to recognize the I am in everything you do, and to think always of the I am as being you, the supreme you. Whenever you think, understand that it is the I am that originated the thought. Whenever you act, realize that it is the I am that gives initiative to that action. And whenever you think of yourself or try to be conscious of yourself, know that the I am occupies the throne of your entire field of consciousness. If you wish to control and direct the forces you possess, you must act from the throne of your being. The I am is the conscious point in your mental world from which all power of control, direction, and initiative proceeds. You must not act as a body, a mind, or a personality, but as the I am. And the more fully you recognize the superior position of the I am, the greater becomes your power to become the one you truly wish to be. Whenever you think or act, you should feel that you stand with the I am at the apex of mentality on the very top of your existence, and realize that this I am is the supreme you. The more you practice this, the more you lift yourself up above the limitations of body and mind into the realization of your own true position as a powerful individuality. Place yourself where you belong, over and above everything else in your organized existence. Average people usually identify themselves with either mind or body, and because they think that they are either the body or that they are the mind, they are in control of neither body nor mind. Take a few moments every day and try to feel that you, the I am, are not only above mind and above body, but in a certain sense, distinct from mind and body. In fact, try to isolate the I am for a few moments every day from the rest of your organized being. In the exercise of consciousness, the I am employs three fundamental actions. When the I am looks out upon life, we have simple consciousness. When the I am looks upon its own position in life, we have self-consciousness. And when the I am looks up into the vastness of real life, we have cosmic consciousness. You cannot control anything in your life until you are above it. You cannot control what is in your body until you realize that you are above your body. And you cannot control what is in your mind until you realize that you are above your mind. No one can use the forces within themselves to any extent as long as they think of themselves as being the body or as being localized exclusively in the body. Your soul, who you are, including the I am, constitutes your individuality and that visible something through which individuality finds expression constitutes your personality. If you wish to understand your forces and gain that masterful attitude necessary for the control of your forces, train yourself to think that you are a soul. But don't think of the soul as something vague or mysterious. Think of the soul as being the individual you and all that its expression can possibly imply. Train yourself to think that you are a master of mind and body. Remember always that you are above mind and body and possess the power to use everything that is within mind and body. Picture in your mind what your strong, well-developed individuality would look like, and then think of yourself as becoming more and more like that picture. Practice giving conscious recognition to what may be called the bigger person on the inside. Few people think of this greater person that is within them, but we cannot afford to neglect this interior entity for even one moment. This greater person is not something that is separate and distinct from ourselves. It is simply the sum total of the greater powers and possibilities that are within us. We should recognize these, think of them a great deal, and desire with all the power of heart and mind and soul to arouse and express them more and more. All that is necessary is to realize that the I Am directs the mind, and that this power of the mind directs and controls everything else in the human system. It is the mind that occupies the throne, but the I Am is the power behind the throne. At Audio Teach, we will be talking a lot about the power of mind, which includes the power of will, the power of desire, the power of feeling, and the power of thought. It includes conscious action in all of its phases and subconscious action in all of its phases. It includes anything and everything that is placed in action through the mind, by the mind, or in the mind. When you make the affirmation, I am, you are recognizing and realizing your highest self and your connection to pure being. I am spirit. I am life. I am a center of the activity and a point of consciousness of divine mind. Assuming this attitude toward the divine mind is to cause it to assume toward you a more intimate attitude, and you become an even more intensified center of consciousness because you draw around you still greater resources of mind. I am grateful for your attention, and until next time, remember, what you want in life is composed of and sustained by the essence of your very own nature. Your thought is your wealth when you learn to identify it with the thought of the infinite. I am, I am. In your journey through self-discovery, it's crucial to recognize the I Am in everything you do, and to think always of the I Am as being you, the supreme you. Whenever you think, understand that it is the I Am that originated the thought. Whenever you act, realize that it is the I Am that gives initiative to that action. And whenever you think of yourself or try to be conscious of yourself, know that the I Am occupies the throne of your entire field of consciousness. If you wish to control and direct the forces you possess, you must act from the throne of your being. The I Am is the conscious point in your mental world from which all power of control, direction, and initiative proceeds. You must not act as a body, a mind, or a personality, but as the I Am. And the more fully you recognize the superior position of the I Am, the greater becomes your power to become the one you truly wish to be. Whenever you think or act, you should feel that you stand with the I Am at the apex of mentality on the very top of your existence, and realize that this I Am is the supreme you. The more you practice this, the more you lift yourself up above the limitations of body and mind into the realization of your own true position as a powerful individuality. Place yourself where you belong, over and above everything else in your organized existence. Average people usually identify themselves with either mind or body, and because they think that they are either the body or that they are the mind, they are in control of neither body nor mind. Take a few moments every day and try to feel that you, the I am, are not only above mind and above body, but in a certain sense, distinct from mind and body. In fact, try to isolate the I am for a few moments every day from the rest of your organized being. In the exercise of consciousness, the I am employs three fundamental actions. When the I am looks out upon life, we have simple consciousness. When the I am looks upon its own position in life, we have self-consciousness. And when the I am looks up into the vastness of real life, we have cosmic consciousness. You cannot control anything in your life until you are above it. You cannot control what is in your body until you realize that you are above your body. And you cannot control what is in your mind until you realize that you are above your mind. No one can use the forces within themselves to any extent as long as they think of themselves as being the body or as being localized exclusively in the body. Your soul, who you are, including the I am, constitutes your individuality and that visible something through which individuality finds expression constitutes your personality. If you wish to understand your forces and gain that masterful attitude necessary for the control of your forces, train yourself to think that you are a soul, but don't think of the soul as something vague or mysterious. Think of the soul as being the individual you and all that its expression can possibly imply. Train yourself to think that you are a master of mind and body. Remember always that you are above mind and body and possess the power to use everything that is within mind and body. Picture in your mind what your strong, well-developed individuality would look like, and then think of yourself as becoming more and more like that picture. Practice giving conscious recognition to what may be called the bigger person on the inside. Few people think of this greater person that is within them, but we cannot afford to neglect this interior entity for even one moment. This greater person is not something that is separate and distinct from ourselves. It is simply the sum total of the greater powers and possibilities that are within us. We should recognize these, think of them a great deal, and desire with all the power of heart and mind and soul to arouse and express them more and more. All that is necessary is to realize that the I am directs the mind and that this power of the mind directs and controls everything else in the human system. It is the mind that occupies the throne, but the I am is the power behind the throne. At AudioTeach, we will be talking a lot about the power of mind, which includes the power of will, the power of desire, the power of feeling, and the power of thought. It includes conscious action in all of its phases and subconscious action in all of its phases. It includes anything and everything that is placed in action through the mind, by the mind, or in the mind. When you make the affirmation, I am, you are recognizing and realizing your highest self and your connection to pure being. I am spirit. I am life. I am a center of the activity and a point of consciousness of divine mind. Assuming this attitude toward the divine mind is to cause it to assume toward you a more intimate attitude, and you become an even more intensified center of consciousness because you draw around you still greater resources of mind. I am grateful for your attention, and until next time, remember, what you want in life is composed of and sustained by the essence of your very own nature. Your thought is your wealth when you learn to identify it with the thought of the infinite. I am, I am. In your journey through self-discovery, it's crucial to recognize the I am in everything you do, and to think always of the I am as being you, the supreme you. Whenever you think, understand that it is the I am that originated the thought. Whenever you act, realize that it is the I am that gives initiative to that action. And whenever you think of yourself or try to be conscious of yourself, know that the I am occupies the throne of your entire field of consciousness. If you wish to control and direct the forces you possess, you must act from the throne of your being. The I am is the conscious point in your mental world from which all power of control, direction, and initiative proceeds. You must not act as a body, a mind, or a personality, but as the I am. And the more fully you recognize the superior position of the I am, the greater becomes your power to become the one you truly wish to be. Whenever you think or act, you should feel that you stand with the I am at the apex of mentality on the very top of your existence, and realize that this I am is the supreme you. The more you practice this, the more you lift yourself up above the limitations of body and mind into the realization of your own true position as a powerful individuality. Place yourself where you belong, over and above everything else in your organized existence. Average people usually identify themselves with either mind or body, and because they think that they are either the body or that they are the mind, they are in control of neither body nor mind. Take a few moments every day and try to feel that you, the I am, are not only above mind and above body, but in a certain sense, distinct from mind and body. In fact, try to isolate the I am for a few moments every day from the rest of your organized being. In the exercise of consciousness, the I am employs three fundamental actions. When the I am looks out upon life, we have simple consciousness. When the I am looks upon its own position in life, we have self-consciousness. And when the I am looks up into the vastness of real life, we have cosmic consciousness. You cannot control anything in your life until you are above it. You cannot control what is in your body until you realize that you are above your body. And you cannot control what is in your mind until you realize that you are above your mind. No one can use the forces within themselves to any extent as long as they think of themselves as being the body or as being localized exclusively in the body. Your soul, who you are, including the I am, constitutes your individuality and that visible something through which individuality finds expression, constitutes your personality. If you wish to understand your forces and gain that masterful attitude necessary for the control of your forces, train yourself to think that you are a soul. But don't think of the soul as something vague or mysterious. Think of the soul as being the individual you and all that its expression can possibly imply. Train yourself to think that you are a master of mind and body. Remember always that you are above mind and body and possess the power to use everything that is within mind and body. Picture in your mind what your strong, well-developed individuality would look like, and then think of yourself as becoming more and more like that picture. Practice giving conscious recognition to what may be called the bigger person on the inside. Few people think of this greater person that is within them, but we cannot afford to neglect this interior entity for even one moment. This greater person is not something that is separate and distinct from ourselves. It is simply the sum total of the greater powers and possibilities that are within us. We should recognize these, think of them a great deal, and desire with all the power of heart and mind and soul to arouse and express them more and more. All that is necessary is to realize that the I Am directs the mind, and that this power of the mind directs and controls everything else in the human system. It is the mind that occupies the throne, but the I Am is the power behind the throne. At Audio Teach, we will be talking a lot about the power of mind, which includes the power of will, the power of desire, the power of feeling, and the power of thought. It includes conscious action in all of its phases and subconscious action in all of its phases. It includes anything and everything that is placed in action through the mind, by the mind, or in the mind. When you make the affirmation, I am, you are recognizing and realizing your highest self and your connection to pure being. I am spirit. I am life. I am a center of the activity and a point of consciousness of divine mind. Assuming this attitude toward the divine mind is to cause it to assume toward you a more intimate attitude, and you become an even more intensified center of consciousness because you draw around you still greater resources of mind. I am grateful for your attention, and until next time, remember, what you want in life is composed of and sustained by the essence of your very own nature. Your thought is your wealth when you learn to identify it with the thought of the infinite.